I'm Kevin from Vassar College, and what I took away from last night was just like through the talk and through the panel, it just seemed like there were a lot of like organizations that just like do political activism, and like there's a lot of people working like full time behind this. And like as a person who's like politically inclined, but like not really like too much to like inform about the activist scene, that's like interesting that like there's a lot of like movement going on behind the scenes that you don't like not really aware of like in your everyday life.
I'm Ralph from Florida State University, and again, what Anita said about food, I thought was really great, and I think kind of parallels the campaign financing, because campaign financing is sort of this base issue that underlies so many problems that we find, and we kind of take these specific issues, and at their root, it's the influence of really large donors to campaigns. And in the same way, like so many issues, environmental issues, health issues, have to do with food. And the food issues and this money and politics issue are sort of also fairly under the radar, just because they're so basic. And they're not as sexy as a lot of these other issues, but they're so fundamental that I think that they make really great parallels in terms of like seeing like what kind of fundamental change has to be done to enact a bunch of other really necessary change.
Good morning, y'all. My name is Will. I go to Brown, and unfortunately, I was in the car from our school that arrived late last night, so I didn't get a chance to be at the programming, but from talking with Sam, it seems like a big striking point was the example of the NRA serving gun manufacturers. And I think that's just one way that money in politics can be an umbrella issue that affects a lot of different policy areas. And I think a good exercise for us is figuring out ways and examples that can go across the ideological spectrum and appeal to as many people as possible and make people motivated to care about this overall underlying issue.
Hi, I'm Samantha. I'm from Brown University. So one of the things that I was most struck by was your point about the NRA representing gun manufacturers and not gun owners. And I think, and everything else plays with this point as well, that the issue of money in politics just shows that it's not even like, it's not even like some like wealthy American individuals against like all the other American individuals. It's like these wealthy legal entities against American individuals, and it's with the influence of money in politics. It's not like a democracy of the people anymore. It's corporations. So when we have a gunfight, it's not even gun owners versus non-gun owners. It's like the guns manufacturers versus everyone else.